Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. We are so glad to have you here today with us. We are talking about just wing it on the Julie Tussey Show today. We're going to teach you all the do's and don'ts and some of the secrets that you should know about eyeliner.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam paint.
Pop the glam paint. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing expose. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
I need a shot of that. Thanks. Good stuff. Okay, what we're having here is, what's that called? Listerine?
The Listerine Fresh Burst Pocket Mist.
I like this pocket mist stuff.
Pocket
mist. Welcome back to the Julie Tussey Show. But I like that. April, I have April Allen in the studio with me today.
Hi, guys.
And she introduced me to this Listerine Fresh Burst Pocket Mist. It's really a cute little lime green bottle, yeah. But we keep it in the drawer and we keep it everywhere, and when we sing I'm like, hit me.
Yeah, it's our little hit. It freshens your breath, but it kind of, the mint opens up sinuses or something
in your throat. It kind of soothes your throat.
It does.
So I like it.
Me too.
Well, how are you, April?
I'm great. What are we talking about today?
Oh my gosh, today we're going to be talking about just wing it.
Eye makeup.
Yes. Eye makeup. Be an Adele, not an Amy. So, you know what? I have seen some catastrophes about eyeliner out there.
Yeah.
But it's really, really super duper in right now.
It is.
I love it. Don't you love eyeliner?
I wasn't a fan for a long time. And the wings, when the girls started doing the wings, I thought it was something girly, because I didn't consider myself a girly girl. And I'm like, the wings are like that little extra girly girl attitude makeup thing that I don't have. So when I do wings, And I like my aunt and my family member, you guys say something because you know I don't normally do it. But when you do it, it stands out and it looks fun and people notice. And I like to do it only like occasionally. And I like that people will know, it's like, oh, you did the wings. I'm like, yeah, I did them straight. That's the big thing, is doing them straight.
You need this program. You need this program, because today we're going to teach everybody how to do awesome wings.
We all could do better wings, I think. There's always a way to do it better, easier, faster, more evenly. Because I hate having to take it off and redoing it. Then I'm like, why am I doing this? I just get mad at myself.
I know, but you look so beautiful with wings. They just like open up your eyes and just make your eye look so much bigger and draw attention. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, me, I wear it because my eye has a tendency to look tired, and it kind of lifts up.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to teach my daughter. She puts her lines on straight at her age. But as she gets older, you actually have to draw them upward. Mm. So it's like two sections and then across the...
I see.
Yeah. So you can create. It actually is an optical illusion.
That's all makeup is.
It is. It's a complete optical illusion. Is. So I put this list together. I have been in, I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I became a licensed cosmetologist when I was like 22 or 23. And I've just had my license forever. I keep it because I love glamour. I love hair. I love fashion. Mm-hmm. I love makeup. And so I actually have been a makeup artist in my own mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if I weren't so old looking, I might do videos, and I might do them anyway.
You don't look old at all. But the makeup and eye, it makes you look more fun.
I think.
When you
it
see
does.
Someone takes the time to do their eye makeup, a little extra on the wings, you think, oh, they're kind of fun.
Yeah, and it says I'm taking care of myself,
and
you
I
know,
care.
And I'm
yeah.
taking time to, I don't have the mom 2-day-old eyeliner left.
Yes, I'm still in the 2-day-old eyeliner mode.
I think I have some on today. Did I? Oh, I fixed it.
No,
I
it looks good. You look ready.
I go to sleep with my eye makeup on sometimes. I know everybody says it's bad, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Mine is hard to get off sometimes,
right.
And I might have put it on at 4:00 in the afternoon
exactly.
because you may not know this, but as the listeners have heard in the early days of the podcast, I could be a grubby, total nightmare mess in my sweatpants with 2-day-old eyeliner residue left on my eyes. And I know my husband's coming home, and I run to the bathroom and I get fixed up for him.
Oh.
Because I think it's important, and there's a whole podcast about that. But I call it the meet and greet. I'd like to meet and greet him at the door, and I like to smell good. I like to look good. I don't want to be that woman. And sometimes you just are, especially when you have little kids. But I don't want to be that woman that when he walks in the door, I'm like, oh my God, thank God you're home. I couldn't,
this
horrible thing happened and that, and I couldn't even brush my tooth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I try really, really hard to make him a priority, and he does appreciate it. He's told me that.
I think he does too. And I think it's cool. Like by the time I'm done working at the end of the day and I'm leaving and you're like, okay, Gary will be home soon. It's about time for me to go put my makeup on.
I know. So that's why I go to sleep.
It's really sweet. I think it's sweet.
Thank you.
It's a sign that you love your husband. And I think that shows him that you've got it. You've got it under control. So when he's at work, he's not coming home to a mess.
Right, right. Right.
You haven't had such a
And I do too. And we talked on the podcast before this about naps. And sometimes I'll take a nap just because I know he's going to work late and he's going to be tired. And then I can take care of him when he gets home and I'm not too tired. Because usually I'm too tired if I work till seven or eight at night too. I'm like, go get your own food. You know?
Well, I like that you still have 2 children living with you, but you still make your husband a priority. I mean, sometimes it's easy to forget him. Forget the husband sometimes because the kids are so needy or overwhelming. You're trying to get them prepared for life. And then sometimes they have to take a back seat to that. And I like that you still make your husband a priority. I think it's really sweet.
Thank you. Yeah. It's not, that's another whole program because I've always done that, but it's not always easy.
No.
You know, if they're sick, you can't or whatever, but you can talk to any of my children and they know I've done my best to just give them all I have. But when my husband comes home, it's his time.
That's right.
You know, so it's just really, really important. So as a result of putting my makeup on at 4 p.m. because he's coming home, right. Sometimes I don't take it off and I fix it. But it's really, really important as a woman to take pride in how you look. And I'm not saying that every time you leave the house, you have to be completely made up.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to take care of your appearance. And as you get older, even more so, because you lose that fresh face instead of like today, you hardly have any makeup on.
I really don't. Very easy.
And your face is beautiful and tight and firm and all of that. But when you get older, you look like, what the heck happened to you? Are you sick?
Well, and I do feel that way now compared to what I used to. I'm like, oh, well, I could really use, I have some sun damage showing. I'm like, oh, I guess all those days on the beach weren't really worth it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. They are. As long as you don't get skin cancer,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So I put this list together and I wanted to just talk about how to just wing it. So we talked about the eyeliner is super duper in right now. I mean, it is like the coolest thing. It's the coolest thing. So how do you get this? How do you just wing it? First of all, you need to copy someone else. If you do not know how to do wings, this is how you learn to do wings.
Mm-hmm.
Copy someone else. Don't recreate the wheel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go and look at your eye and determine what kind of eye shape do you have. Is it hooded? Is it deep set? Are they wide apart? Are they close together? You know, are you almond shaped? Are they more round?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah, so you need to kind of determine your own eye shape and then do some research. Every eye shape is different, but they do fall into categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like I said, hooded, and they fall into a category. So find yours and then go online, go on Facebook, go on Pinterest, go on Instagram, go on YouTube. You find somebody that has eyes similar to yours and is doing winged eyeliner. So when you find somebody like that, then that's your first you'll notice, like if you have a hooded eye, you have to wear your eyeliner differently.
Right.
And without showing you in a video, it's hard to explain that. But when you have a hooded eye, the hood comes down and almost touches your lash line.
Right.
So sometimes you have to create an illusion of the liner by keeping your eye open, drawing it in. And when you close it, it's like 10 times as big as you would expect it to be.
Okay.
Okay. So you have to find someone. So don't go looking at a model that has eyes you don't and think you're going to get that. You're not.
Right.
You are not going to get that.
Different.
It's kind of like when we do hair, they bring a picture in and it's, you know, someone who has medium textured hair that's bleach blonde and you can do anything with it. And they come in and they have black hair that is poker straight, you know, and not flexible. You're just not going to get that look.
Right.
So you got to kind of find someone with the same kind of eyes that you have and find out what they're doing. Eyeliner is an art, but you don't have to be an artist to apply it. You literally can find out who's doing this, and you can go watch tutorials on... Jillian says I say that wrong.
Tutorials?
I don't know when I started. I always said tutorials, and now I say tutorials.
Tutorials.
Tutorials. Tutorials. What is up with that?
I don't know.
That happened to me in the South.
Oh, okay.
It's a... I don't know.
Go see your tutorial.
Go see your tutorial, people. So go find a tutorial on it and learn. You know, there's all kinds of different techniques. You can like do a light line and then take it and fill it in. You can do dots and connect the dots. There's all kinds of things.
Nice.
And we could do a whole... We might do something on it.
Right.
We might go ahead and make a video and put it on the Julie Tussie Show. But... watch tutorials, get a girlfriend's help. Or, you know, like my daughters, they came to me when they needed and I taught them how to do it. Jillian's still learning how to do it and still insecure with it, but you got to take your time. It is an art. And if you if you're a natural artist, great. But if you're not, you still can learn.
Right.
And that's the cool thing about it, by watching other people and just figuring out what you're going
to
do.
And it's sweet. It's bonding. When you get to, when I have either applied makeup to others, which is rare because I don't normally know what I'm doing, or vice versa, someone do it to me, I feel like that's really, I just feel like I'm bonding a lot with that person.
Yeah, it's an intimate thing.
It is. Makeup is a personal, individualistic thing. And for someone to show you and do it for you, it's very sweet. I just think it's something sweet that girls do for each other.
Yes, and if you're going to take the time to do it for someone, put a mirror in their hand.
Exactly.
And let them see what you're doing.
I like the magnifying mirrors with the lights even, so you can... And then once you get better at it, you don't have to have the... But, you know, you kind of need to... I know it's scary seeing the magnifying mirror. You're like, oh my gosh. But try to put up with it.
Well, you're making me laugh because I started using magnifying mirrors years ago. I used it 10 times and now I have a 15 times. I think I started with a 3 times.
Right.
You know, when you're 20, you don't really need to see a whole lot.
No.
It can be very, very scary. But I actually do my eyeliner. As you get older, you can't see as well up close. So if you get a magnifying, even one that's just like a pocket size, a magnifying mirror to do your eyeliner is very helpful. But you are still going to have to look from a distance and make sure your outer points are that they look even if they're not. Sometimes like our ears are not even. Even you create this optical illusion that they are even, so you'll have to look at distance, but to really line it in, that works great. Absolutely works great. Another thing you can do is you can go meet with a makeup artist. Pay $50 or $40 or $20, whatever they're charging. Maybe you have friends that are in a salon and they do makeup and they might just give you some pointers. But
when the ladies at the mall.
Yeah, go to Sephora or someplace.
Yeah, and say, hey, just show me how to do wings. And then you walk out with a product, that's all
you
want.
Right. So, and then the other thing you have to do is you have to practice.
You really do.
You really do.
And don't wait until like prom night. Do it when there's no stress and you can practice a few times and get some good eye makeup remover.
Yeah. Be wing proactive.
Yes.
Definitely get it ready before that.
Get it ready.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about liquid eyeliner versus pencil eyeliner.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. get fit.
So today we're talking about Just Wing It. I'm in the studio with April Allen. Hi, April.
Hello.
Are we having so much fun?
We are. I love girl talk.
I do too. And I love having you to talk to. It's Aww. Been so fun. So fun. And you're getting famous. You're going to get so famous. I think we could get you up to 5 followers.
I'm excited.
Joke. No, really, right. Really, people are like, we love April. We Aww. Love April. So I'm so glad
because I'm goofy.
you are the peanut butter to my jelly. Aww. You know, the Benny to my Jets.
Oh, good.
Yes, the Robin to my Howard Stern.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we've been talking about all this eyeliner stuff and oh my gosh, I just have to be honest. Eyeliner is my most favorite of all things.
I can tell. I've learned that about you.
Yes.
And you're really good at it.
So thank you.
At least you walk the walk.
Right? In my 20s, I wore this vibrant green. Ooh. And it was the 80s, so it was like really
I wish
in.
That would come back.
I know. It is back. I could do your eyes in vibrant. They make metallic vibrant
That's
green
what I want,
liquids.
A metallic purple or
Oh, blue. Yeah, and we perform, so we could really rock it. Yeah, we need cool. to do that. So, but I love eyeliner, and I will say that I didn't put this in my notes, but if you are a blonde, if you are a bleach blonde or a natural blonde, it doesn't matter. If you are a blonde, you should never leave home without at least mascara on and, mm-hmm. and maybe even a little bit of like daytime eyeliner.
Right.
Because blondes, you lose their eyes, you lose their yeah. lashes, you lose their
yeah,
eyebrows.
My lashes are almost opaque.
So you go They're around like looking white. Like the Walking Dead.
You do. You know? Like I have this eyelash serum I've been putting on, but they stay blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get them thicker. And I have tried eyelash extensions a couple of times when I had the money and mm-hmm. when I knew I'd be needing to dress up, but I don't want to put makeup on. So they were amazing and they look beautiful and they were natural, but they were so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came out, you know, they were glued to my real eyelashes. And so
and pulled them out.
I would, yeah. And you, once they start to fall out, it looks chunky and weird. So yeah. you have to take, and then I lost so many lashes that,
right.
that I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'll just, but it was so nice just for a couple of weeks having like the most full and never having to put on mascara.
Like when you no blink, clumps. It's like creates a breeze.
It does. Yeah, right? Butterfly kisses.
Yes. Oh, butterfly kisses yes. everywhere.
They would like, you know, like gently rub the inside of my sunglasses.
Yes.
You
know, just, so oh, those stayed clean. There's so many benefits.
It was really nice. I loved eyelash extensions, but I've never done glue-ons. But
oh, people, man, I got to teach you.
A lot of people do them every
day. I think
day.
We're going to do a podcast called Lash-tastrophes or something
avoiding
like that.
Avoiding the lash tastrophes.
Avoiding lash-tastrophes, right. Yes, definitely. Yes. Because I have been wearing lashes for, gosh, my kids were like 6 and mm-hmm. they just turned 18. So for 12 years, almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. Something happened, and this is just a rabbit trail, so it's free. Something happened, I guess, when I was about 33. I had these long lashes when I was younger to where they would hit my eyebrow. Mm. And then my eyes got more and more hooded as I got older. I got that fixed because I couldn't see anymore. And oh my gosh, it's revolutionized my life. So if you have hooded eyes and you're thinking about surgery, do it.
I've seen some famous people that I think, if nothing else, that's what they've had done. And it really turns back the clock too. Not only
it does, because I was looking so tired, but your mm-hmm. eyes can get so hooded that they, like I had lost my peripheral vision.
Oh.
Yeah. And then your insurance has to pay for it. Wink, wink.
There you go.
So that was great. So that's one of the reasons I think mm-hmm. that I look a little younger. But I was really good at illusion with my eyeshadow, mm-hmm. with the hooded eyes. Mm. But anyway, around 30, I was thinking that it was because my eyes were getting hooded. My lashes weren't like, my eyes weren't opening as well.
Right.
That was kind of part of it. But I used a waterproof mascara exclusively for like 6 months because I was always in church and I'd pray with people and talk and we would cry. You know,
oh,
people
yeah.
would cry easy.
Of course.
And,
exactly.
And so I was wearing that and it broke my eyelashes off so severely that they never came back.
Do you remember the brand?
Yeah, it was probably pink and green.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
the main one.
Yeah, the
right?
main one. It was
the
probably the main
cheap.
One.
Cheap. You got to be careful.
It might have been that one. But Yeah, I only use waterproof for funerals or if I know I'm going into a situation, and I only put it on my lower lashes now instead of my upper.
Okay.
But so I started using the eyelashes then, and it was just like I looked like Bambi.
Right.
But the thing is, there's ways to do those that are so, I mean, I will teach you in the podcast how to do it, but you can do them so well that I've had makeup artists and Mary Kay ladies and everyone, everybody's mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I love your, and they're one, you know, they're mm-hmm. 1 foot away and they cannot tell that they are false mm-hmm. eyelashes. Yeah. So we'll do a whole program on that.
I always thought they were natural.
Because they are so in. I did them before they were cool.
Right. Well, I remember the first time you pulled them off, I was like, what? Like they did, I thought.
That you thought they were natural?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're, and it's a lot less expensive than, you know, I think that they should make the extensions. Yeah, they're just too. I understand it's time.
They're like $70 or $80.
It's like a couple hundred, and then it's every 2 weeks. I don't have that. I don't have that kind of money that I want to invest in them. So we'll get to the avoiding lash catastrophes podcast. So we're going to talk about liquid versus pencil when it comes to just wing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a newbie, start with a pencil and don't get the crank up pencil.
Right.
Get one that you can sharpen because the crank up pencil is going to get flat on the top and
that.
Wider. And it's very, very hard to use. I mean, I would consider myself a pro.
Right.
I even know how to put it on and it look like garbage and fix it, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But it's just too hard.
I agree.
Yeah. And they're a little cheaper if you sharpen them. So buy yourself a good little sharpener. You can get them from Mary Kay. You can get them from Walmart. Yeah. You can get them, you know, I sell Mary Kay, so I know we have one. But definitely get one you can sharpen and make sure that tip is sharp every time you're going to use it. Look for a waterproof. And here's why. When you smile, your eyes squeeze together. And the older you get, the more that happens. And that can melt and create this great big dollop of nasty looking color underneath. So try to find a waterproof. And that way, if you, you know, go swimming or whatever, it's not just going to turn into a mess for you. Most of them, I think, are waterproof.
Right.
I love liquid, though. Once you get where you're doing well with your pencil and you can actually see, because you actually kind of have to see a pattern on your eye of how to do this. But once you get it down, then liquid is more dramatic. It's always a richer, deeper color.
Definitely.
It's harder to apply, but it's well worth it. And so my favorite, and I will recommend this to the ends of the earth, and I don't get any royalties or anything from it, but maybe they'll love me and send me a box of them. I love Kat Von D liquid liner. It's got this long tip on it, and it's kind of like a brush, but it's like felt. And it is amazing. And you put this stuff on and baby, it is not coming off until you make it come off. And it's amazing. And I was talking about earlier that when we do our eyeliner, we want to be an Adele and not an Amy Winehouse.
Right.
Well, Amy Winehouse is like a stage look. And believe it or not, my husband, actually, when we started going out and performing outside of church, he asked me to do my eyeliner that. So I've had half of my eye be eyeliner before. And it's really, really a dramatic look. But you can do so much with a liquid liner. You can actually make a liquid liner look more conservative if you want. But if you're in a business scenario, I think that a pencil is better because it's a little bit more smudgy. That's just my personal opinion about it. So I love Kat Von D liquid liner. I get mine at Sephora. I'm sure you can get it online, probably at Macy's and all of those places. But, oh, it's fantastic. If you think it looks bad, it probably does.
Yeah.
It probably
do it
does.
Over.
Yeah. So if you've done your wings and they don't look even and they look bad, take them off. It's better to not wear them at all than to go out cockeyed.
And I like to err on the side of the one that's angled up higher.
Yeah.
Bring the other one up higher with
it. And don't ever let them point down.
Right.
You'll look like Alice Cooper.
Right, or some Egyptian,
Right. You don't want them to go down. And you do always want the natural slope of the eye from the inner corner it's down, up, and then back down. When you go to the back down, you want to not even go there. You want to take it and wing it up. And so you'll see that when you go watch YouTube and maybe our video. I could probably do a video if you help me.
You know, something else I love about liquid eyeliner, and I appreciate this more than I'm older, is the liquid eyeliner doesn't pull on my skin at all. I can barely touch it. It makes it fine. When I have a pencil, especially because I have some older makeup, I don't buy it very frequently and I don't use eyeliner very much. So I have to freshly sharpen it. Otherwise, it gets dried out. And I feel like I have to, almost like a crayon to a paper, like put more pressure.
Yes, and it stretches the
eye skin. And it stretches your skin out a little bit more. But with the liquid eyeliner, I just barely have, like you said, that felt kind of brush, yes. real pointy, long and thin. And just, I feel like it stresses my skin out less. I don't pull and tug and I don't have to smudge it. Is it maybe an older, when you're getting older, you start thinking about those things. Yes. Younger, I was all about the pencil.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even notice it.
Don't even anymore. And I like the idea of smudging. Firm. I was always a smudger.
Yes.
But I've grown to like the liquid. Like you said, a business thing, a very fine, no wings during the day for it's like a business environment. But
right.
a very thin line just above, especially for a blonde. And don't do wings, then it's not as dramatic.
Exactly. Exactly. But, like we teach, if you're going for a business look, you simply go from the inner corner and you kind of follow the curve of the eye down right. a little bit, real close to the lid. Mm-hmm. Makes a really nice, natural business look.
I think so, too.
With a pencil. Mm-hmm. You can try different kinds of pencils. There are some that are soft once you get good enough with it. I have some points here. Let me share these points okay. to hit to talk about that. But if you have a girlfriend, because if you think it looks bad, it probably does. If you have a girlfriend or a mom or a sister, who would know
right.
if it looks good or not?
Yeah.
Because some girls just don't have any.
Right.
Go ask them.
Yeah.
Because once in a while, a girl will do it and be very insecure and be like, oh, this looks terrible. And it's not so bad.
Yeah.
But if you think it looks really bad, it is.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Probably
and,
is, yeah.
And if you're unsure, go get someone to give you their opinion because if they're there. If not, if no one's there and you can't send a selfie to somebody and you don't feel like it looks good, you need to trust your instinct and take it off.
Because the whole idea of makeup is to make yourself feel more confident. And if you're not confident about the makeup you just put on because maybe you overdid it or something, then then it's better just to take it off if you're not sure.
Exactly.
Keep it subtle.
Exactly. Well, one of my tricks is use Mary Kay Eye Makeup Remover. It's $15 a bottle. Mm-hmm. I have used it for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. There is no product on the market that I have found that is better. It will not stretch your skin. It will not pull your skin. It will not burn your eyes. It's fantastic. If you need some, you can email me at thejulietussieshow@gmail.com or you can message us on Facebook, whatever. We'll get you some. But use your eye makeup remover and start over.
Right.
Okay, if it looks really bad. Another thing you can do, though, is if you have the Mary Kay eye makeup remover, you can take a Q-tip, hold it to the drip spout in the Mary Kay eye makeup remover, and get the Q-tip just a little bit wet, and then you can literally go in and reshape your wings with the Q-tip.
Yeah.
So if it's like heavy on the underneath of one side, you can kind of thin that down.
Exactly.
And then you just take your base. Say you took a chunk out, you know, on your right eye, and it was heavy on the bottom, and so you wiped out, you know, an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch. Then you take your base, and you put it on the other end of the Q-tip, and you just put a teeny bit in there and blend it so
there
that
you
don't have, you know, like me, my eyes get red easy on the skin. So you don't have your line and a red line and then your wing and a red line. And
that's
so,
true.
Yeah, so you can reshape them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be back in just a minute.
I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
Wow, I am having so much fun talking about eyeliner.
Yes, it's fun.
Definitely a girl subject.
Yeah.
So I want you to be an Adele and not an Amy. And what that means is Adele is kind of classic. Okay, she's kind of stage. She really takes it big on stage, but it's clean. It's not overdone.
Right.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But the Amy Winehouse look is like really, really heavy, really heavy.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean when I'm talking about that. Eyeliner is a huge statement. Always lean towards a classic look like Adele unless you are going out or performing or clubbing. Then you can lean towards that other thing.
Mm-hmm.
For business, be more minimal. Don't wing munch. Just do a little wing, okay, for executive or office situations. Right. Don't go to the office with your Amy Winehouse
Right, exactly.
It reminds me of that Drew Carey show. Do you remember that girl that wore the blue eyeshadow? Oh, my Lord.
Mimi. Oh,
do not do the Mimi, okay,
for business. She was hilarious.
Yes. Neutrals, girls, neutrals.
Yeah, she was like the poster child of overdoing it. I know. Yeah.
She looked like a clown. Yeah. You don't want to do that, and you don't need to. It distracts from your beauty. If you work in or are a glamour fashion kind of girl, you can get away with more eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in business, I can get away with a little bit more. Right. But I don't overdo it. I try to have a different look for my daytime look than I do for stage. But because I'm out in the community selling the Julie Tussie show, talking to people about jewelry, you know, that kind of thing, I can get away with it. I can have
it's a glamorous
more,
look.
Yeah, I can have a more glamorous look every day, and I love that. I want to give a couple bonus makeup tips. These are free too.
Awesome.
I'd like to give free things on the Julie Tussie show. So a couple of makeup bonus tips for a current look, and these are things that I have seen that I wanted to address. First of all, for a faux brow lift, this is really, really cool. If your eyebrows, if you feel like you kind of need a lift in your eye, you can get a white eyeliner pencil at the store, wherever you get in your other one. They make white. Really close to your eyebrow on the top, draw a line the whole length of your eyebrow. Then draw the line under your eyebrow up on the inside of the arch and out. And then blend that with your finger really, really well. And that will give you an instant eyebrow look.
Oh, okay, I'll have to try that.
A lifted look. So, yeah. So, that's really, really good. Blend. That's the key, okay? You can leave a little bit of the white underneath blended.
But the whole point is that it doesn't look like you tried to give yourself.
Exactly.
Blend it in.
And I would do it after your base is on, but before you put your powder on.
Okay.
Because I use a base and then powder.
Yeah.
If you are going to use a shimmery highlighter on your cheekbones and your nose, blend it. Oh my goodness. I'm seeing this. It's beautiful. It's meant to be an accentuating highlighter. And I am seeing stripes where girls are just taking it and striping it down on the top of their cheekbone and down their nose, and they're not blending it. Stripes are not attractive, and you defeat the purpose of the highlighter if you don't blend it. It's to accent, not to distract from what your look is, you know? So if I look at you, or you look at you, and all you see is highlighter, you haven't blended enough. So there's some great just wing it tips.
Yeah, awesome.
Just wing it tips. Well, we're really excited and thankful that you came on the podcast today. April, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
My trusty friend. I just love having you on. We're definitely lining up some great things for the podcast, talking to some guests and getting things lined up. I'm so excited for the New York Fall Fashion Week. We're going to talk about all the new fashions when that comes, and that's in September. So we're going to have some great and exciting things. If you want to be cool, listen to the Julie Tussie Show. Right? Like, is cool even cool anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, tell your friends and family about the Julie Tussie Show. Write into us and let us know what you think about what we're talking about. If you have ideas that you would like us to talk about. I want to be the person that says what people think but don't say.
Right. What other makeup tips are out there that maybe we didn't mention? If you've got that one zinger, let us know.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show. For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.